We have a Maple Leaf legend, friend of the show, Wendell Clark, joining us around the table. How you feeling, Wendell?
I'm good.
Feels like Saskatchewan in July
out here.
It's not
the Saskatchewan wind. We need Jeff with the hot air coming and talking here. Yeah, we're in Saskatchewan, the tunnel here.
I like it. It feels like hockey weather, doesn't it? I mean, not necessarily playoff weather, but this is hockey weather.
This is it, where you guys are sitting, the blue sky, sunshine, everybody in a great mood. This is the only time of the year you miss as an ex-player in the playoffs.
That's what, I mean, oh, Noodles, you guys say the same thing all the time. You don't miss getting hit or blocking shots necessarily, but the atmosphere of the playoffs.
The whole grind, you know, from training camp through the regular season, the February, March blahs, and then you get into April, it's unbelievable. I tell people, think of it as a hockey player, every 48 hours as the average left winger, you play 15 to 18 minutes.
Yeah.
If you break the game down, every 48 hours they work 15 to 18 minutes. You can will yourself through just about anything, and that's the fun part about it. You don't even practice hard anymore. It's really just get ready for that every 2 days.
How did you change your routine from the regular season to the playoffs, if at all?
The routine really doesn't change. That's the habit. It's not a superstition or anything. It's just you get a routine, so when you get to the games, there's no thinking. You just go through it. I used to get there quarter to 4 o'clock, do my rehab before everybody else got in to see the trainer, and then just hang out really in the empty building and then get into the dressing room and get ready to play. You're just everybody does their own thing to get ready.
A bit of a different vibe down here at Scotiabank compared to the Gardens, I would think, in the 80s and 90s.
Well, it's the same. They'd be wrapped around Carlton Street down there, the same thing. They're not hosting anything with the technology we have today and everything, but it was fun building to be in, and tight buildings, the old ones, but like you say, nothing beats playoff hockey.
So you go into the playoffs. Is there a mindset where you know a little bit as a player the stuff you could get away with? I mean, we know that there's almost regular season officiating, and then you get to the playoffs and the intensity ramps up, and even the refs, they know, I mean, everyone's intensity. Even if you're a goal scorer, you're still expected to hit and block shots. Was there a mindset right around the room that you could be like, hey, like, let's push it into the gray area, but you know that it was going to be a war?
Yeah, no, the gray area is always bigger than a regular season. Every game has temperature. The refs don't want to make calls that's going to change the game either. So you got some great gray area. You just can't really cross the line. But it doesn't matter what type of player you are. You don't have to be the tough guy running over everybody, but you have to want to be able to play in the gray areas if your team or you want to succeed.
Yeah. Wendell Clark joining us around the table. If you're up 2-1 in a series, like the Maple Leafs are, do you allow yourself to start looking ahead and start thinking, man, we got a real opportunity here?
No, I would say if you're doing the Leaf dressing room right now, they're getting the pep talk going. They're coming out the first 5 minutes. Boston Bruins are throwing everything at us. Let's not change our game. Let's not do anything different. But you have to weather a storm to what they're going to do, because Boston came out game one and game three, they weren't running you over anything. Game two, they were. So, you know, game four, they're probably coming at you full guns. But just weather the storm. Play with what we do. We have to do our game. We can't get sucked into their game. And if we play our game, weather the storm, get some great goaltending, we're going to be fine.
Can you counter that? Like, if you're the Maple Leafs, you know the Bruins are coming out flying tonight. Like, we would expect it. We expect it to be a replicate of game two.
Well, you counter it, because they're going to come at you hard and finish. So when you get the puck, you got to move the puck. When you get the puck to center ice zone, you want to get it behind their defense early. You don't want the turnovers at the blue line where they shove it back down your throat and hit you again. You want to get it back. Make sure they got to go 200 feet. And now you got a chance to slow them up. Make them go the full set of ice. So we want to get it back deep in their end and not make it easy for them either.
How would you handle a guy like Zdeno Chara? If you're chipping in his corner and he's bracing for you.
I would play him straight up with our Mitch Marner.
Yeah.
Because he's a big guy. He's 108 years old right now. And make him play in his feet. Make him find Mitch. You play him head up with Austin, and now it's two big guys. It's pushing and shoving. You make him chase little guys. It's hard on a big guy, because in the old days in hockey, you could clutch and grab, and he could say, you're mine.
Right.
Today, there's no clutching and grabbing, so Mitch, for him, is a hard guy to handle. So I'd throw speed at him, keep throwing it in his corner. We used to say that when we played Chicago in the playoffs, and Chelios is, you know, top 2-3 defenseman in the league. Make him handle it. In a 7-game series, we want him tired. Don't keep it away from him, because when he does get it, he's got lots of energy. So you're making the best player on the ice handle it a lot So by the end of the series or end of the game, he's tired.
Overdrive continues on TSN Radio and on the TSN app. We say goodbye to everybody watching on TSN 2. We'll be back on TSN 4 tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. Wendell Clark continues to join us here around the table live at Maple Leaf Square. Every time we have you here, we bother you about that Bruce Bell hit in St. Louis back in the day.
It's got to be our favorite. It's our honorary thing, and we bring it up probably once a month on the show because there's always a collision in the league, and you're like, nah, it's a good hit, but it's not like Wendell on Bruce Bell.
But I have a bigger hit I have to bring up. It's allegedly okay. A bigger hit. Now, there's no video of this.
Okay.
Mark sent me this tweet. All right, Mark sent me a tweet about an hour ago. We were plugging that Wendell was going to join us. He said, John Davidson has claimed the hardest hit he's ever seen was at the World Juniors that Wendell played in. Wendell almost killed the guy by the name of Tatarinov.
Tatarinov.
Do you remember that hit?
Was
it bigger than the Bruce Bell hit?
It was, well, because it was center ice. He come around behind that same setup. I was one of those defensemen that stepped up, and I got him right at the red line. Helmet went up, gloves went both ways, and we were lucky we went on to win 5-0.
Was that the biggest hit you've ever thrown?
For junior hockey, that was one of the big ones where his helmet went everywhere.
That's right. You were the defenseman.
I was a defenseman then, so I was coming up. You know, you're guesstimating that guy coming through that hole.
The old trolley tracks.
Yeah.
He was coming through, and you were waiting
for him. I would have looked really good or really bad. If I missed, I looked really bad.
Right. Like, you may not play another shift.
That's right. World Junior, that's kind of not a spot to do that.
Right. Yeah. No, well, we always love seeing you. I mean, these are such cool nights. Are you going? You're speaking with the crowd here tonight,
I'm going next door next with the crowd, then run around the building. It's fun. This is the best time to be in town. This is the great energy when all our teams are playing in the playoffs and especially the Leafs. This is, like I say, as an old player, this is the time of year you miss and you wish you could play. And these guys are doing it's the best game in the world.
Well, we always love having you on. We can't thank you enough for finding some time for us. And enjoy the game tonight. We'll see you down the road.
Thanks, guys.
There's Wendell Clark, the great Wendell Clark, joining us around the table live at Maple Leaf Square. Again, we'll get the O-Dog back in here a little bit later on.